What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, Mountain Hours Revolution has been initiated, now ongoing for 3 weeks, where we kicked off the revolution with the Breckenridge 4th of July parade, where we introduced to the people the Mountain Hours usury free currency. We have $17,000 of Mountain Hours in circulation. That's 1,700 hours. The equivalent of Federal Reserve notes is 17,000. And lo and behold, there is no debt. There is no exponentially compounding debt for the parasitic usurer to first have the people default, then they get foreclosed upon, then they go bankrupt, and then they lose their sovereignty. That is the methodology of the parasitic usurer, to enslave people on gold systems, silver systems, paper systems, or digital currency. Where else do you find this information where someone is telling the complete truth about the corrupt monetary system? And like a cancer, this cancer metastasizes and grows exponentially, and that compounding debt consumes the people. This is a terminal disease. This usury-based system will aggregate all of the wealth in the hands of a very few number of people. And I use many analogies, but this is a very pertinent one. Is usury, just like cancer, consumes the people. It takes all of their energy in until all that's left is austerity measures. And that's what's being offered to the people, is not abundance, not solutions, but do you want your benefits cut or your taxes raised? Well, we have a true solution here. With the Mountain Hour solution, is we have already demonstrated we are not a talk show, we are a do show. We have created $17,000 equivalent in hours, and there is no debt. There is no interest. When we lend Mountain Hours, it could be lent without interest. So 30 years of a mortgage, 20 years of that is based upon interest. 20 years of payments are completely unnecessary. Would you like to really fix some problems in the world? Well, that's what we're doing here at Mountain Hours. That is our focus. But today we are joined with Chris Steiner, and we're discussing holistic remedies to health. And our food system has been corrupted by the parasitic usurer because they are eugenicists. They believe there are too many useless eaters. And one of the ways that we become controlled is they restrict our nutrition. They restrict our worthy political candidates. They restrict our information. They restrict so many things. They engineer scarcity. So just as the Bible says, for lack of knowledge, they shall perish. Well, Chris is bringing the knowledge, and we're getting in to different methodologies for holistic remedies. And I wanted to get into the regimen that we have kind of put together for my mother. And this isn't you being recommended to do the same. I'm just telling people what we're doing. And we'll be right back and delineate the steps that we're using for this. Circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for a permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
Well, I was just on break, Chris. I was looking at a Facebook post that you had about using highly oxygenated water on wounds, and it looked like maybe it was a burn wound, but it showed an image and kind of time lapses where it healed the wound. That looked pretty interesting. Can you comment on that?
Oh, yeah, that would be the 2.5 pH water that was used, and that kills any kind of, like it says there in this article for with the study, that it kills any known harmful, any known pathogen, fungus, harmful bacteria, virus, mold, spores, parasites, and also works well on plants as well. For people, gangrene, it's even shown effective from gangrene. And a lot of the other studies you can find in a new book put out by Dr. Timothy McKnight called Confessions of a Skeptical Physician. And he details a lot of the clinical studies on the Kangen water and ionized water for all sorts of uses. There are many, many studies, contrary to what Dr. Mercola, God bless him for all the other great work he's done, but he's not given fair credit to ionized water. there are decades worth of studies, and it's amazing. You can see right there in that article you pulled up, Wayne, that it's it healed the person with leg ulcers, that cubitus ulcer there. But it's also good on plants. Say you have a greenhouse in which the plants are more prone to fungus. Here's a study from the University of Georgia, 2001, September 28th, 2001, entitled "Electric Water Kills Plant Food Pathogens" by Sharon Omahan. And they found that it not only killed fungus, but it cuts down the levels of Salmonella, Campylobacter, and chicken carcasses, and it has other uses as well. So, you know, if you're worried about fungus, say you have tomato blight, you just spray on some of the 2.5 water. It kills the fungus, but it doesn't hurt the plant in any way.
Yeah, really. Alternatively, somebody would be using a chemical or something caustic for my sister was telling me about a hotel that uses exclusively acidic water without any sort of chemicals. They just use water alone in order to do all the cleaning in a hotel.
Yeah, it's extremely disinfecting, and when you have, 80,000 to 100,000 or more deaths from the negligence I'll just call it murder, because of the doctors and nurses not washing their hands in between patients. That's the kind of sickness care we have now. And if they only had a little bit of this 2.5 pH water, like Israel, like South Africa, like Canada, and of course Japan, which has the highest survival rate, the lowest mortality rate of any industrialized nation, according to Time magazine, then we could really defeat a lot of these antibiotic-resistant bacteria and not use antibiotics so preemptively, prophylactically, as has been done, and which, you know, gave rise to the antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the first place because they built up such a tolerance. I mean, you can use this 2.5 pH water on, like I said, any known pathogen. Any of the strains of MRSA, for example, people have had great success with defeating. And it's not just any water. It's a special 2.5 pH ionized water. You can soak your feet in if you have a nail infection, skin infection, gangrene, as I mentioned. And it's amazing how quickly the recovery is.
Let me ask you then on that. Do all of the different, because there's different levels of machines, do all of them enable you to regulate whether the output is going to be acidic or basic?
They all do, but the one that has the lowest range of pH is the Sun Us. That's the beginning model, and all the others allow you to create a pH range from 2.5 to 11.5. I believe the Sun Us is a 3.0. to 9.0 or 9.5, I'm not quite sure, but the best model that most people get, by the way, is the Leveluck SD501 that has the five electrodes, and again, those are titanium coated, or platinum coating titanium, and every other ionizer on the market uses a very substandard alloy of the platinum. They'll use around 77%. 77% of the platinum in their alloy, whereas Enagic uses 99%+. As I mentioned, that's medical grade according to Japanese standards in their government. But that's another hazard with the other ionizers, is that often people will make water and it'll make them actually ill because they're using a very impure alloy, and on top of that, the electrodes are pockmarked, or they have grooves in them. They claim that's to increase the surface area for the electrodes, but it's just a very cheap way they use to apply the alloy to the titanium. And they also use a power supply that is a switching power supply, because the alloy cannot tolerate being heated so much. The switching power supply knows when the electrodes are being overheated, and it shut off. So a lot of the time with the other ionizers on the market, they do not produce ionized water. They only make filtered water, and it doesn't tell you that. The only way to find out is if you have a pH or ORP meter to test the water that's coming out of the machine. So I really, even at any price, wouldn't drink any other kind of ionized water, and unless it's from a very good company I'm not aware of yet. And
let me ask you, what is the what is the price range generally of the machines that create this water? And then what is the life expectancy and warranty that someone could look forward to achieving?
The life expectancy is 15 years. The warranty is 5 years, and it's a full warranty. Now, there are different models. You asked the price. It's really priceless, the amount of benefit. And as I mentioned, the materials alone, the platinum and titanium, are very expensive. The company has not raised their price in 3 years, even though the market price on these commodities have gone up. The beginning model I mentioned is the Sunus that starts at 1380. Give me just a moment here. Okay, pardon me. That's 1280 for the Sunus. Then the next model up is the Level Up Junior 2. That's 2380. Level Up DX 2 is 3280. The Level Up SD 501 that your sister and I have is 3980, and there's the Super 501 that's mostly for say restaurant use. It has dual chambers, so it has a double the capacity. That's 5980, and then there's a spa unit that's 2390. So there's a variety, and there are different payment plans depending on your credit. If you qualify, you can pay as little as $44 per month, all the way up to $110 to $220 per month, if you like.
Okay, and
financing options available that we can get in if you want to give me a call.
So just so I'm aware of how they do it, like as a restaurant, then they would use this. A lot of times, like we've all seen this, is you get your water and then the ice, and oftentimes it always seems like it happens in Florida, but as the ice melts, you'll start seeing all these flakes in it and stuff, and sometimes the ice, it almost seems like there's, food in it or whatever, but it has a smell to it like the ice does, and it melts and you get these flakes and sediment as a result of the ice. Can you actually freeze the ionized water? Will it retain its properties as frozen, or how does that work?
It won't. It'll just be pure, and or it'll be as well filtered as you filter it. But any toxins or any of the toxins that might be in the water are somewhat neutralized or broken down by the ionization process. Toxins are neutralized. There's a great video on the web if you want to see the trailer for it's called The Secret Sauce, and there are three restaurant owners who talk about how their business has gone up because it's improved the flavor on their food. And another great use for it when it comes to food is watering your plants that your edible plants with it. You find the pH of whatever it is, whatever your produce or whatever you're gardening. And then you produce that kind of a water. Tell the ionizer, I would like to make, say, 6.0 pH water for my wheatgrass juice, or my wheatgrass that I'll be juicing. And so you pump that out, and you water your plants with it immediately, and spray it on. And it's amazing the amount of yield increase that you'll have, and the amount of bolting and blooming, it just goes up right away, I've noticed. So it's just astonishing compared to just using filtered water as I had been using.
And for instance, in Pinellas County, there's no fluoride.
No added fluoride, but that's occurring.
What would you, does the fluoride then, we're going to be running out of time here in a sec, but Chris, if... We'll be right back with Chris, and we'll get into the idea of how the effect of fluoridated water has on the ionization process. Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
as business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Indeed, that's what we're hoping to create. That's what we will create with a usury-free society. Once the people control their own monetary system, they can finance the values which provide abundance for the people. They can finance projects which support their own values. One of them is a water system that isn't polluted. Another is a food system that isn't contaminated. And Chris Steiner is our guest. We're continuing on, and we're getting into the idea of, you know, what are the effects? You have to pre-filter your the ionization machines, Chris. Is that correct? What should be done in order to make sure that the water gets pre-filtered?
Yeah, that's correct, and it's best to have pre-filtration connected to it, although there filter inside the machine, there is a fluoride-removing filter, but it's best to remove as much particulate as possible, not down to nothing, but as down to about a 30 parts per million, I found from my own experiments is best, because the water needs to have some kind of mineral in it, some kind of particulate, in order for it to conduct electricity. Water doesn't conduct electricity unless there's something, some kind of a dissolved particulate in it. So I found about 30 parts per million total dissolved solids is best in order to achieve a great pH and antioxidant or oxidative reduction potential reading. And if the absolute best way would be to reverse osmosis the water, then use a remineralization chamber that would add inert minerals like magnesium oxide and something that's non-toxic like magnesium oxide is I found is very good. And then ionize your water after that. But then we're adding a little bit more expense to the machine, and that's not something that the company that Enagic sells. It's something that you can talk to me about, and I can help guide you in what kind of pre-filtration to get if you like.
And on a continual basis, you're saying that you know the machine's warranted for 5 years. Like, how frequently do you need to change any parts out? What is there maintenance on the machines?
Yeah, every couple weeks, have to descale it or go through a cleaning process. There's a cleaning packet of citric acid that you just replace the filter in, with a little cleaning cap, fill that up with the citric acid, and it takes 3 to 5 hours to allow that citric acid to sit on the plates, on the electrode plates, to descale them and keep your water coming out at a good antioxidant pH reading.
Okay, and I was going to quickly here before the break, if you can give me some commentary on, this is the regimen, my mother has non-Hodgkin's, you know, neither one of us are doctors or are telling anybody to do any of this, but...
We like to play one, don't we?
Yeah, we like to play one on radio. Yeah. So I had watched the documentary, The Beautiful Truth, and they were recommending a raw green smoothie diet. So anyway, with respect to that, we had kale, broccoli, spinach, bananas, beets, ginger, hemp, milk, pomegranate juice, apricot pits, and that was the ingredients for the smoothie. In addition to that, we're having her drink Kangen water. Take Manatech vitamins and iodine drops topically, and then finally cesium chloride was supposed to be a combination to be used when someone is undergoing chemo, which she is. So it's kind of a hybrid. It's not obviously she's going chemo, so she's not using this isn't a holistic plan. But her tumor has gone down. Are there any other things that you would recommend in addition to that? I guess one of the legal qualifications, if you say that you were planning to do this for yourself, you can say whatever you want as long as you're just saying for yourself to do it, not for anybody else. So under that guise, is there anything that you would do for yourself differently or add or whatever?
Oh, well, that's, I'll have to look into the cesium chloride. That's the only thing you mentioned I'm not aware of. But the Manatech line is a good line. I would, after supplementing, now since she's been supplementing, check out her nutritional blood analysis. Go to an alternatively oriented MD if she can't have her MD order the test, or if he won't, or he or she won't, then order a nutritional blood analysis and see what her markers are like. Where it comes to green drinks, that's a great combination. All those different plant-based items, and if you don't mind getting more complicated, the wheatgrass juice is something you can grow for your own multivitamin. And I know you, it's tough mixing up all that stuff, but if you were to take Kamut is really the best type of wheatgrass. Out there because it's not hybridized and it has about a third more nutrient absorption from the soil. It absorbs about a third more minerals from the soil than any other kind of wheat and produces about a third more amino acids.
Okay. We'll get back into this hypothetic regimen right after this break.
War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Chris, we were discussing this hypothetic regimen, and you were talking about, was that a variety of wheatgrass that you're talking that's particularly beneficial? Can you describe that again?
Sure. That's Kamut, spelled K-A-M as in Mary, U-T as in Tom. And it's you can see the nutritional analysis in a book that published the USDA's analysis. At it's called Kamut, An Ancient Grain for a Healthy Future by Betty Kamen, Ph.D. And I've learned all about it that way. But it's a type of wheat that was, so the story goes, found in one of the Egyptian pyramids in the 30s and or 40s. And after all these centuries, was still viable. As I was saying, it absorbs about a third more minerals from the soil and produces about a third more amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. And it also gives you a much bigger energy kick, and it tastes a lot sweeter. It doesn't taste like your lawn, like a lot of other wheat.
It's so funny that you say that. That's like, I'm literally earlier today, I was we were given the smoothies, and we had to put beets in our second batch to make it more palatable, because literally that's what it smells. That's the smell is just like, it smells like your lawn. So as you're, you're drinking it, you have this overwhelming smell of your lawn, and that's nice after a rain or whatever, but it's a little unsettling as you're eating this or drinking it. So to have something that would be something different than that would be something to check out. Can you give me the spelling of that one more time?
Kamut is a K as in Catherine, A, M as in Mary, U, T as in Tom.
Okay.
Also, that's a trademark name. It also goes by Khorasan, Khorasan. That's the non-trademark name. And, it is a lot of work to grow wheatgrass, but I can tell you it's well worth it for the amount of energy, the return on investment and energy. It's basically all you do is you mix up a quarter of organic soil, a quarter peat humus, organic, of course, a quarter perlite and a quarter vermiculite to aerate the soil. Mix that all up, and once you've soaked the wheat berries or the grain, for 8 to 12 hours, preferably in Kangen water, then you drain that and you spread it out in a layer, no more than one grain thick or tall, over the thin layer of soil mixture that should be about a quarter inch or less. Doesn't take very much. And then you let that grow. You water it every day. You let it grow for 7 to 10 days in a plastic bag in the dark most of the time. Now you do take it out a few days before you're going to harvest it to absorb some sunlight to make it green and make chlorophyll. But the idea behind leaving it in the darkness is that the allotropism of the plant will cause it to grow even taller and bigger and depend on the soil for more of its nutrients. And you do want to grow it in soil. You don't want to buy or grow anything that's hydroponic because you won't get nearly the nutritional content. And another tip I found is to use a little air ionizer, a personal air ionizer, in the bag for about 3 minutes. Every few days or so, and that will cut down the fungus that inevitably grows along the root, which isn't the part that you'll be growing anyway. It just helps the plants, it helps the wheatgrass to grow more productively, and helps you get more juicings, more cuttings and juicings out of the wheatgrass. But don't leave it in for too long, because that'll kill the plant as well. It's the negative ions that kills fungus, but it also kills plant proteins, which is what cancer is essentially a plant protein. It's mutated or retrogressed from an animal to a plant. So that's what cancer and plants are sensitive to, negative ions and oxygen, and that's what ozone is a more highly reactive form of oxygen.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that explained in that way, is that, we're animals, and cancer is basically where our animal cells have retrogressed into being plant cells. Is that what you're describing?
Uh-huh. And Dr. Otto Warburg, who I mentioned, he explains that pretty well. But there are also four good books by Ed McCabe, who's also known as Mr. Oxygen. His books on oxygen therapies are excellent. They cover that very well. I'm really surprised that the Kangen water hasn't been attacked as much as a lot of these oxygen therapies that have been out there for years, such as ozone therapies. I'm just mentioning that very briefly because a lot of times people have to go out of the country in order to get treated, whether it be intravenous, drawing out the blood, ozonating it, and reinfusing it just a little bit at a time. Many people have fought cancer and HIV and a lot of immune and autoimmune problems that way. But as I was mentioning with growing the wheatgrass, the fungus is more sensitive apparently to the ozone. So that's why I just leave it in there for a few minutes. When I've left it in there for too long in the past, I've killed my wheatgrass. So you want to set a little egg timer or something to make sure you don't kill your wheatgrass with the ozone. But you'll have more productive wheatgrass if you can kill all the fungus that grows along the bottom. And that's really a problem with wheatgrass and especially kamut, because the wheat berries are bigger. They're about three times bigger than any other kind of wheat, which are hybridized varieties. And And, pardon me, getting a message. Okay. Get closer to my mic. So what you do is you either want to pick out, when you're growing wheatgrass, you want to pick out any overgrowth of fungus with tweezers. But with Komoot, because the wheat berries are bigger, you'll have a lot more breakage in the bag during transport. So you'll find that there's a slightly less germination. But if you tend to a little more, then you'll find you'll be just fine.
Have you researched into apricot seeds very much?
I've heard about the laetrile, the vitamin B17 being so high in apricot pits.
Yeah, are you aware of basically its anti-cancer properties and what effectively is going on there, and is that a proven science, or do you believe, is that something that you would do for yourself?
Sure. Raw apricot seeds sound like they're good. I just know that I remember hearing years ago that the vitamin B17, also known as laetrile, that's very anti-cancer, anti-carcinogenic. But that's also found in a lot of other things too, like almonds. I think Brazil nuts. I can't quite remember all the things that it's in, but if you eat raw, then you can.
How do you actually do that? Like, do you have to grind? Are you aware? Do you grind them up? Are you aware of how that works? We're actually just doing this ourselves. Inside the pit is actually a nut inside, so you have to break the pit, and then the nut is inside of there. But I didn't know if it needed to be ground down even more than that. We're looking at some blogs, and there's some individuals that are taking, 14 of these the nuts a day.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure how to eat them. If you can sprout them, that'd be good. But people have reported success with that, that's what I would follow.
Have you had? Yeah, if you can move a little closer to your mic, if you would, it's kind of fading off. Have you had any experience with Manatech supplements yourself?
I haven't, but I know people who like the line, going back about 15 years. I haven't myself. I take another line of vitamins, about 35 different vitamin supplements every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you eat any food?
Oh, yeah. I do. But I notice I'm not the same. I just don't feel right if I don't have my all my supplements. Let me turn my microphone up a little bit here, see if that works.
That sounds better right now, right where you're at right now.
Okay. All right, let me know if it's too much.
That's good right there.
In 2009, I had a nutritional blood analysis and found I was just fine except for my essential fatty acids and vitamin D were a little bit low. So that was even when I was taking 1,000 IUs per day of vitamin D3. And a few days before I had my blood drawn for the test, I was laying out in the sun and getting hours and hours of sunlight. So I apparently am not one of the types of people who can convert sunlight into D3 as well. So now I'm taking 2,000 IUs per day, and I'm taking a little bigger swallow of hemp seed oil every day. But I'm just going by my nutritional blood analysis to decide what supplements to take.
And what is the difference between, because we've been getting hemp milk, which you can just purchase right at a Sweet Bay, just regular grocery store. What's the difference between hemp milk and hemp oil?
Gosh, the hemp seed oil is very therapeutic. It's very anti-carcinogenic and has a high level of omega-3s, great balance of omega-3, 6, and 9s with an emphasis on omega-3s, where the typical unhealthy American diet has a preponderance of omega-6s, which is very inflammatory-inducing.
Is that something you get at a health food store, or where do you get that?
Yeah, that's where I get mine. The brand I get is the least expensive of raw organic hemp seed oil by Nutiva. Nutiva. It seems like they have a good deal on most of the products they sell, and it's unfortunate that we have to get it from Canada and import that because, you know, it it would be such a boon to our economy and our health if we could grow hemp or cannabis and press the seeds ourselves and experience health all on our own, growing our own medicine. But that's obviously another reason that they've outlawed it. We can import it, but we can't, and we can consume it, but we can't produce it ourselves. It's insane.
Is there a difference then? Because when I was researching, medical marijuana is legal in Colorado, and things are different there. But anyway, is there a difference between hemp seed oil and cannabis oil?
I don't know of any difference. I've read good things about both of them. I'm not sure if there is a difference, but I know cannabis oil is also carcinogenic, and it's very similar, it seems, in their omega 3, 6, and 9 composition. But past that, I don't know how much of a difference there is. I know that there's no psychoactive ingredient in the hemp seed oil, of course, or else that would be outlawed probably. And by the way, if you'd like to look up an alternative doctor, go to the website for American College for Advancement in Medicine. That's acamnet.org, acamnet.org.
Okay. Are there many holistic practitioners in Pinellas County like you're articulating earlier, is you have to go out of the country often to do this? That's like the Gerson therapy. You got to go to Mexico for it. Are you aware of any holistic practitioners that do some of these raw smoothie therapies in Pinellas County or Hillsborough?
I'm not sure about raw smoothies, but there are a lot of alternative doctors I've seen in the magazines, the health magazines at the health store, and one of the great therapies that they offer, there's a Dr. Carlos Garcia here in Clearwater who I've used a few years back when I was infected by a fungal infection due to a slumlord not fixing the fungus that was rampant. And I was in terrible shape, but I got, after my second, blood infusion, a multivitamin and multimineral blood infusion, where I would come in and sit in a huge room full of recliners and for about 40 minutes have a nutritional blood drip go into my wrist. And after the second one, like I said, I was feeling almost perfect. I went through 11 or 12 of those to feel 100% again, but that's another great therapy that that should be pursued. And a lot of the therapies, though, that are being outlawed are, like you mentioned, the Gerson therapy, but ozone and hydrogen peroxide and other oxygen therapies are outlawed. But you really don't. I really don't see any use for those now because of the Congen water being able to get my oxygen through, which is singlet oxygen, or just the O molecule, which is the least reactive form of oxygen, but still, if you flood your body with oxygen, your body can make do with it and neutralize toxins, harmful pathogens, which include harmful bacteria, harmful viri, fungus, parasites, and spores. I had used magnesium peroxide before. See, a lot of people they'll use hydrogen peroxide. But there's a limit with that where you can only use about 8 drops of the 33% food grade every day in your water, and then it starts causing a free radical oxidative effect. But the same is not true with magnesium peroxide. So that's good to have on hand if you don't have an ionizer, if you're caught in a pinch, and it's good to have some magnesium peroxide, like Homazon is a good brand that's been around since the early 1900s.
So you pour that into your water? Is that?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you just mix that with your water and you squeeze in a little bit of lemon to activate it right before you drink it. And I've seen hepatitis, various strains of hepatitis, stop dead in its tracks. People stop becoming, they're not jaundiced anymore, they're not bedridden like your typical is 6 to 8 weeks of being bedridden with hepatitis and having chronic infections and terrible situation with hepatitis C and other. There are more than three strains of hepatitis, than more than just the A, B, and C. But I've seen with magnesium peroxide, specifically the Homazone brand, people get better. But I've also seen the same happen with Kangen water as well. I've seen people's blood sugar, blood pressure normalize. Their diabetes improve, their insulin sensitivity improve. I'm just always hearing new and different things that I've never heard about before, and I've never ceased to be amazed.
Yeah, there's I got a Gin machine. I remember investigating this, superficially. Well, we got a break. Jumped in there, but we'll be right back with Chris Steiner for our final segment.
Swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent war. There's more money moved than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils from Wall Street bangsters.
So we're joined with Chris Steiner in our final segment. Are there any other, go ahead with the information again so people can contact you. I think it was KangenIonizers.com. Is that correct?
Yes, thanks. That's conganionizers.com is the site you can reach me at. It's being renovated, but you can it'll forward off to my Facebook page, and that way we can do some have some interaction. But if you want to check out We Are Change Tampa, that website is wearechangetampa.org. Again, if you'd like to find a distributor near you, or if you'd like me to help you do that, I'd be glad to do that. But the website is KonganWaterShare.com. And on your behalf, if you'd like to try, if you're not anywhere near the Tampa Bay area, then and you'd like to try the Kongan water, then we can find someone near you for sure. Certainly, I'm have no doubt of that, because the popularity is booming so incredibly. And I'll contact a fellow distributor and let them know there's a person who's interested in trying out the water. Usually they'll allow you to do it for 3 to 4 weeks, and and the arrangement is generally that I'll give a referral fee, and or they'll give a referral fee to whoever the original distributor is whose prospect is being referred, and I, you know, we all return the favor in case they would like somebody in my area to have a chance to try the water. And we'll allow you to try it generally, like I say, 3 or 4 weeks, some are longer, and have to come back every few days. I myself want anyone who's sampling the water to come and get it every 2 days, because to give it a fair chance, because as I said earlier in the show, that the properties of the pH, the antioxidant value, and the hydration or the restructuring quality deteriorate after it's pumped out. So you want to have it as fresh as possible. And let's see.
And just so everybody knows, what when this machine works, I mean, it's instantaneous. It's not like the machine takes a while, like you're cooking some bread or something. You got to wait for it. It's instantaneous that it comes out and it processes the water immediately. So there's no waiting. Like, so if you're thirsty right now, you can instantly, you know, turn the thing on and basically divert the water, and instantaneously you've got ionized water. It's that fast.
Yes, it's just as fast as turning on your tap. And all the other ionizers on the market, it's amazing how it would void the warranty if you use, for some of them, if you use more than 2 gallons per day, or others will void the warranty if you use city water or a certain particulate level of dissolved solids over, say, 30 parts per million, some of them, and it's just because of the quality isn't there. I mean, there are a lot of cases where you'll find an item that is a better quality for a lesser price, but in this case, this is not the case where you want to be trying a product that doesn't have the absolute best in alloy for the electrodes being platinum. And that's what all the studies have been done on the platinum that comes out into the water. There's it's almost colloidal, but it's the particulate.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you, Chris Steiner, and please hook him up. And I appreciate you coming on. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be getting some more cancer remedies.
Thanks. Take great care.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
It's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
This is Farron, host of the...